Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It's time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Trevor Rogers and Christian Scott, that was the pitching matchup this afternoon in Miami. And Rogers and Scott traded zeros through the first two innings. Rogers made it three consecutive scoreless when he set the Mets down in order in the top of the third. Bottom half of the inning, Marlins put some traffic on against Christian Scott. A one-out infield single by Brian De La Cruz started the rally. Scott then issued back-to-back walks to load the bases with one out. A red-hot Jesus Sanchez up, and Scott got him on strikes for the second out of the inning. So now two outs, bases full, Otto Lopez at the plate.
One and two, runners lead, pitch. Head in the air, behind first base, foul ground, Alonso waving his arms in foul ground, makes the catch on the warning track, and Scott dances out of trouble. Base is loaded, one out, comes up with a strikeout and a pop out, and we stay scoreless through three in Miami.
A scoreless inning for Christian Scott as he escaped the bases loaded with one out jam to hold the Marlins off the board. In the top of the fourth, the Mets rallied against Trevor Rogers. A one out single by Pete Alonso got the Mets going. Mark Vientos then followed with a single of his own to put runners at first and second. Luis Torrens due up next. A back pick to first deflected off the helmet of Mark Vientos. That allowed Alonso to advance to third. That meant runners at first and third with one out for Luis Torrens.
Bell holding Vientos on. Edwards at second, Lopez at short, looking for the double play ball. 0-2. Served in the air toward left field. De La Cruz coming in, makes the catch. Alonso tagging, heading home. The throw to the plate is offline. Alonso slides in head first, and the Mets on a Luis Torrens sack fly have a 1-0 lead in the fourth.
So not a hit with a runner in scoring position, but situational hitting by Luis Torrens. Sacrifice fly scored Alonso. And the Mets had a 1-0 lead. Mets did keep the pressure on a two-out single by Jose Iglesias, but couldn't add on. Tyrone Taylor bounced into a fielder's choice to end the rally. 1-0 Mets, and on to the bottom of the fourth. Trouble from the jump for Christian Scott. An infield single by Xavier Edwards started the inning. Then Vidal Brujan followed with a single of his own to put a pair on. Nick Fortes, the nine-hitter up, sacrificed them into scoring position, which meant second and third with one out. And Jazz Chisholm provided us with our turning point of the game.
Second and third, 3-2. One out in the inning, 1-0 Mets. Payoff. Cracked in the air. Deep right field. Taylor looks up. It is gone. Into the Mets bullpen. Chisholm does go with a daddy hack. It's a three-run shot. Another home run by its Christian Scott. And the Marlins now lead 3-1 in the fourth.
And that was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. Mets Turning Point of the Game, sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Three-run shot for Jazz Chisholm and Miami ahead 3-1. Scott did stop the bleeding there. A flyout and a strikeout ended the fourth. On to the fifth. Fifth fish ahead, 3-1. Mets were gifted a leadoff base runner. Harrison Bader tapped one in front of home plate. Nick Fortes airmailed the ball down the right field line, which allowed Bader to advance to second base. Brandon Nimmo then worked to walk two batters later. Two on and one away for J.D. Martinez.
0-2 to Martinez. The pitch. Swing and a liner to left. That's a base hit. Hitting third is Bader. He's coming home. The throw by De La Cruz is cut off. Stopping at second is Nimmo. And on at first with an RBI single, J.D. Martinez And the Mets get one back. It's the Marlins 3, the Mets 2.
40th RBI of the season for JD. Our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. And the Mets took advantage of the error. JD gets the RBI, and all of a sudden, it's a one-run game. 3-2 Marlins, and still two on with one out. Pete Alonso then grounded to third. Off the bat, seemed like it was destined for a double play ball, but the return throw to first was low and wide. Josh Bell couldn't handle it, and that allowed Alonso to reach. Inning continued for the Mets, but Rogers was done at 99 pitches. Declan Cronin took over for Miami and struck out Mark Vientos for the final out in the inning. On to the bottom of the fifth, Christian Scott was done after four innings, seven hits, three runs allowed, two walks, and four strikeouts. Adrian Houser took over and set the Marlins down in order. Declan Cronin returned for the sixth and worked around a one-out single by Jose Iglesias for a scoreless inning. On to the bottom of the sixth inning, Adrian Houser back to work, a one-out single by Vidal Brujan, put an insurance run in scoring position for Miami. Nine-hitter Nick Fortes next. He worked a walk to put a pair on with Jazz Chisholm up. Vidal Brujan swiped third. Fortes did not follow, which meant there was first and third with one out, and Houser against Jazz Chisholm.
3-2. Now the pitch. Swing and a ground ball to second. Could be two. Iglesias to second. One. Lindor to first. Out is the call. Double play. We'll see if it stands. If it does, it ends the inning. Waiting and see if the Marlins are going to challenge. It was a very close play at first, and I think they do want to challenge it. So hold on here. We're not going to go to break yet, as it looks like the Marlins are going to ask to have this reviewed. Going to get the call here.
After review, the call in the field stands. The runner is out.
Wow. There you go.
Miami will use their challenge.
Chisholm can't believe it, and Lindor pats Chisholm on the helmet.
Wow.
So the double play stands, and the Mets get out of the inning.
And that was our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. First and third with one out. Adrian Houser gets a two ball to get Jazz Chisholm Jr. for the final out in the inning. On to the seventh, A.J. Puck on for Miami with a one-run lead. Francisco Lindor started the inning with a base hit, so the Mets had the tying run on. Brandon Nimmo next, he went down on strikes. With J.D. Martinez up, Puck balked Lindor to second base. He did come back with a strikeout of J.D. for the second out of the inning. Then was Pete Alonso up at the plate. Nick Fortes committed his third throwing error of the game when he bounced a ball back to Puck that allowed Lindor to advance to third. Two outs and the potential tying run at third for Pete Alonso.
He has seen Puck a whole lot, college and now pro, trying to drive in the tying run. Lindor dashing down third. Two outs, two strikes, 3-2 Marlins. Pitch. Bouncing ball off Puck, rolling to second. Edwards picks it up, throws to first, close, and Alonso is out at first base. The inning is over. A ball that ricochets off the pitcher pops over to Edwards at second, who saves the day for the Marlins, and it remains 3-2 Miami.
So the Mets held off the board in the top of the seventh. Stretch time in Miami with the fish ahead, 3-2. Adrian Houser returned for his third inning of relief, and it was a quick start. Ground out to third and a strikeout of Josh Bell set down the first two Marlins of the inning. However, with two outs and nobody on, Jake Berger came to the plate.
The 1-1 to Berger is turned on and set high in the air, left center field. This one is gone. Jake Berger hits a home run off Adrian Houser to make it a 4-2 Marlins lead. And for Adrian Houser, the fourth outing in a row, he has given up a home run. This one extends the Marlins' lead. And Berger hit it out near that double-decker white bar in left center field. And here comes Carlos Mendoza to get the ball from Houser.
Second home run of the series for Jake Berger, and nearly an identical spot to his first in Game 1. As Keith mentioned, Adrian Houser was done. Jake Diekman took over for the Mets. He hit Jesus Sanchez to start his outing. Able to stop the bleeding, though. Strikeout of Otto Lopez ended the seventh. On to the eighth. Calvin Fauché on for Miami. A strikeout of Mark Vientos started the inning. Carlos Mendoza then went to his bench. He called on DJ Stewart. That paid off. Single out to left field to put a runner on with one out. Jose Iglesias traded places him over at first base as he grounded into a fielder's choice. Carlos continued to use his bench. He went to Jeff McNeil to hit for Tyrone Taylor. But this time it was the wind of Fauché as he froze McNeil with a backdoor cutter for the final out in the eighth inning. Jake Diekman returned for the bottom of the eighth. He faced the minimum thanks to a pickoff for a scoreless inning and on to the ninth. Mets down by a pair. Tanner Scott on for Miami to shut the door. And it was an easy 1-2-3 inning with a pair of strikeouts for Tanner Scott. Strikeout of Harrison Bader, fly out by Francisco Lindor, and a strikeout of Brandon Nimmo to end the ballgame. 4-2 the final score as Miami took game three and now an opportunity to take 3 of 4 tomorrow, and the Mets will try to salvage the final game and go for a split of this four-game series.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.